W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
TGIF listeners, we survived yet another week and it's payday for a lot of people, so yeah, celebrate. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station, recorded on the Anchor app. Now this is the podcast where you can experience some silly, some random, and of course some weird, hosted by me, a comedian. Okay, so professionally silly listeners, I've got some dope news that I want to share with you, and I'm not sure if any of you have seen or even heard of my YouTube channel called Professionally Silly as well, but I have recently purchased something that I believe will make my channel even better. And I never really get myself anything. I'm one of those kind of people who are super frugal, very penny pinching, and I think that is because, you know, mostly I don't have any money. And when I get it, it's gone. So anyways, I bought myself the GoPro Hero 7 Black. That shit was expensive as fuck for me anyways, you know. And I got the a year warranty just in case, because my mama didn't raise no fool. And I've been watching videos on YouTube about how to best utilize, you know, my GoPro 7. You know, my camera. And I'm super, super excited. I say with clenched teeth and closed fists. That's how excited I am. So, you know, just to be sure, you know, I hope you guys check out my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. You know, check out my older videos. And once I start uploading the newer videos, tell me if you like the change, you know. Also, another great news, my stand-up comedy career is growing slowly but surely, you know. I did a show last night at the I Am Woman event in Los Angeles for Pride Month. And every single artist there last night was female, you know, and the comics, the musical talent, the vendors, the artists, you know, and there were so many titties there. I was in titty heaven. I'm not gonna lie, you know, I'm not gonna lie, but seriously, it was amazing performing with all these, you know, all those talented women, and the fact that they thought that I was talented enough to be amongst them, man, that felt good as hell. I'm not gonna lie. So shout out to I Am Woman LGBT for inviting me out. I had a great time. And if you want to check them out, visit their website at www.iamwomanlgbt.com. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get into these crazy stories I found this week. We have a woman who was enraged by her McChicken sandwich from McDonald's. We have another woman who stabbed herself because she said, and I quote, "I'm tired of living in Trump's country." And like, legit, that's what she said. And so much more. I don't know why I decided to do that. I'm going to actually go ahead and use this next paragraph and try to be British for the entire one. How about that? But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly, and join in on the silly and random, or just call in to say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. And also, please feel free to leave a review on my podcast via Apple Podcasts or the many other podcast platforms that I'm on. I want to know what you guys think about the topics that we discuss here on Professionally Silly. All right, let's go ahead and get random like my horrible British voice. Okay, listeners and Smiled Squad members. Wait, did that rhyme? Never mind, forget it. Okay. So I'm sure many of you have heard of snakes coming out of toilets. And if you're lucky, that shit has never happened to you. But it is something that could happen. So if that freaks you out, and it definitely should, this will probably freak you out a little bit more. You know, that awkward moment when you go to your kitchen in the middle of the night because you're thirsty and you see a dinosaur in your kitchen? No? Okay, well, just maybe not. Well, if you reside in Florida or anywhere alligators like to hang out, this shit could actually happen to you. Now, around 3 a.m., police were called to a Clearwater, Florida residence where the owner reported that he had come across an 11-foot intruder that broke into his home. Now, the gator got in through his ground-level window. Can you imagine that shit? Like, OMG, like... I would have shit immediately. Like, and this is another reason where it's actually okay to release your bowels. It's okay at this point. Who's gonna judge you? They didn't come across an 11-foot dinosaur in their kitchen, so fuck them. Shoot. Go ahead and shit on yourself. It's okay. So this man's condo is near the Gary Player Designed Countryside Country Club. And it's not far from the 11th hole, which does have a large lake nearby. So my guess is that's probably where the gator came from. Now, I probably shouldn't have to say this, but if you live near wild dinosaurs or anything that can digest you, just make sure your windows and doors are completely closed and locked. You know, the more you know, I guess, you know. And if that gator gets in anyway, here's what you do. Now, pay attention. Get a pen, piece of paper. Write this down, okay? Bend over and kiss your ass goodbye. That's the only advice I have for you. Did you enjoy the sound of the gator breaking through your window? Good. Good, good, good. So we've got another one. Florida is at it again with their randomness. We have a 37-year-old Peter Wagman and his 41-year-old girlfriend who live together in Pinellas Park. Now, I know I fucked up that name, but that's fine. Let's move on, okay? So leave me alone. So around 4:45 a.m. on a Sunday, Peter decided to pour a bottle of ketchup all over his girlfriend while she was sleeping in bed. Like, what... What kind of weird shit is that? Like what? Okay. So now while he's pouring the ketchup on her, he was yelling, "That's what you get, bitch." What the hell is going on here? Like, I just want to know. So when the police arrived, they found the woman covered in ketchup. Like, can you imagine how crazy that must have looked at like first glance? A woman just covered in a thick red substance. Like, if I was a cop, I would have approached with guns drawn. Damn right, guns, plural. Okay. So anyways, Peter denied that he attacked her with ketchup, even though she was completely covered in it and he had ketchup all over his pants. Florida, what is going on with you? I don't understand. So apparently, Peter and his girlfriend, they've been in previous altercations, and even both of them, you know, they've been arrested for battering each other. You know, and according to a previous police report, the couple took turns writing on their bed and then carving their names into it. What kind of weird shit are they into? Like, and by weird shit, I mean drugs. Like, that's got to be a meth-using household. I don't think I could live in Florida. I just don't think I could live there. You know, and if you have gators breaking into your home, you know, and people pouring ketchup on you in the night, like, it's a lot to deal with. And I can't. I can't. What's up, professionally silly listeners? I have some awesome news that I want to share with you guys. If you guys like the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, guess what? Now you can. You can now make monthly contributions, and you can contribute as low as 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. No excuses. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Now, this will actually help bring Professionally Silly to another level. So let's be honest, okay? A lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome, hella dope to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. Plus, I got bills, all right? And dream chasing, it ain't cheap. I'm super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. So thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to the silly. Okay, listeners, so let's go ahead and get back to this the silly crap I find online here. So this next one is just honestly plain ridiculous. If I'm being real with you, it's just plain stupid. When you order food and it comes out not exactly as you ordered, or sometimes it's not what you ordered at all, you know, don't get me wrong, that shit is frustrating. But as adults, there is a way to handle these things. We have a grown ass woman who decided to act like a fucking child and ended up getting an arrest charge. So, you know, she's stupid. She got arrested. 21-year-old Chanel Hansen from Connecticut was unhappy with the way her McChicken sandwich was prepared. So she decided to act a fool and storm into the McDonald's kitchen and attempt to prepare her own McChicken. While doing so, she assaulted the restaurant's pregnant manager. Wow, that is a whole new level of low and trash. I honestly have no real, I got no words for this hood rat, legit. Like, I'm sorry, but that's hood rat behavior. I call it like I sees it, okay? Now, Chanel went to the drive-thru and ordered herself some food. Then she returned later, furious that her McChicken sandwich had no mayo or lettuce, and demanded a refund. Now, and get this, y'all, okay? She went behind the counter to make her own food. Now, the McDonald's manager, who was 29 weeks pregnant at the time, she told the cops that she was slapped in the face and pushed by Chanel. Now, another employee said that when he tried to separate Hansen, his manager, Hansen slapped him in the face and pushed him. Wow. And all of this is over a sandwich that is less than $2. Isn't that shit on the dollar menu? I feel like that shit's like a dollar. I don't know. Okay, so the manager said that even after Chanel received her refund, she still decided to go behind the counter and make her own food. Now, what kind of ridiculous shit is this? I do not understand. Okay, so the manager then says she was confronted in front of the French fry station. Then Chanel got in her face and slapped her, according to the restaurant manager. Now, I gotta be honest with you. If you're gonna corner me by the French fry station, threatening me physically, and then actually slap me, there is some hot grease behind me, and it's gonna be on your body at some point. Legit. Okay? I can be hood rat too, all right? So from what I understand, before she made it behind the counter, another McDonald's employee warned her that the manager was pregnant. But Hansen replied that, I have bail money and I don't care if you're pregnant. I hope you lose your child. You hear that shit? She knew that she could be arrested, bragged that she can get herself out of jail, and then said, I hope you lose your child. The fuck? First of all, fuck Chanel Hansen. Okay, I don't know exactly what happened because I wasn't there. But there are always three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth. Okay? But to tell another woman you hope she loses her baby, especially over a fucking chicken sandwich that costs less than $2, that's fucked up. And as low as you can fucking get. I tell you what, okay? I feel bad for any child born, you know, by that vindictive pussy, legit. I mean that literally and figuratively. You can take that as you want, because that kid is going to be like a demon spawn. I'm just saying, because you know what they say. They say that usually when you, if you're an asshole as a human being or whatnot, when it's time for you to have kids, they're going to be twice as worse as you. So take that, Chanel Hansen, you hood rat bitch. Anywho, so that hood rat was arrested. Yeah, like how I got kind of pissed off in ghetto there. That was sexy, wasn't it? Okay. So she was arrested and she told the police that she was upset because her McChicken sandwich had nothing on it. Now, I like a good McChicken, okay? I get it. They usually have shredded lettuce and mayo on them, so I guess this was a good enough reason to earn yourself an arrest record. Or I'm sure it probably isn't her first one. She knew she had bail money, so I'm sure she's been locked up before. I guess you can take the rat out of the hood, but the hood sometimes can't be taken out the rat. Or maybe she's still in the hood. I don't know her life. Chanel girl, it's time to be grown and stop feeding these negative stereotypes about us, boo. Not all black people go ham over incorrect food orders, okay? Especially after we've already gotten our refunds. Grow up, hood rat.
Yay!
With that smile squad, last but certainly not least, we have a woman who probably hates Donald Trump more than I do, which says a lot, honestly. I recently started naming my turds when I take a shit. Can you guess what each of them are named? So we have yet another interesting Florida story. Florida, what are you up to? So police found a 46-year-old woman standing outside her residence in Palmetto, Florida, with blood all over her legs, hands, and face. She told the cops that she stabbed herself in the stomach with a kitchen knife because, and I quote, "I'm tired of living in Trump's country. I'm tired of Trump being president." Okay, now, I mean, most of America is tired of the same shit, but I'm sure as fuck not stabbing myself in the stomach to show my displeasure for that wrinkled creature sitting around the White House playing with his toy fire trucks and coloring books, and for some reason, he can never stay inside the lines. But that's just me. Call in if you would stab yourself because you hate the president. I swear to God, I better not get one call that fucking says that. But seriously, Trump and his entire administration can eat a bag of dirty dicks, especially that Sandra Sanders. Oh my God. Oh my God. If she could just unhinge her jaw from Donald Trump's non-existent dick, she could use her intelligence to actually help the country. Yeah, that'd be nice, but yeah, I'm kind of pissed off. She's a part of my gender, honestly. But hey, that's politics. Woo, man, I just shared so many weird random things with you guys today. And I apologize for being so late. I do. But you know what? I's here now. So today we talked about a woman hating Trump so badly, you know, she had to stab herself. A man who uses ketchup as a weapon. A woman who needs her McChicken a certain way. And alligators that break into your home. Only the important news for my listeners. Look out, CNN. I'm coming for all you motherfucking jobs. Up next, we have a caller who called into the show. Let's see what he says.
Mike, the second calling in saying I'm watching live Instagram, whatever they're called, whatever the kids are calling them, saying keep doing what you're doing. And, have a day.
Ha ha ha. Thanks for calling in, Mike. And I'll do exactly that. I'm going to have a day. Mike called in when he was mentioning the Instagram Live. The last podcast I did, Crazy Stories with Jessica Lee, comedian Jessica Lee. You guys have to check that out. This is the podcast I did before this one. We were on her Instagram Live as we were recording the podcast, and he was one of the viewers watching. Mike, thanks so much for calling in, man. I definitely hope that you check out some of my other stuff, because I got some dope ass, juicy, weird, random content for you, my friends. I just want to go ahead and thank you guys for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on the Anchor app, or whichever auditory platform you've chosen, because your Audible Boo thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and several other podcast platforms, because your girl certainly gets around. Also, in other awesome news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, you definitely need to pay attention to what's next. Yes. Come in and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to this station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, let's just go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button, you know, so you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes. And also, if you want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links, you know, in the description box of all of my YouTube videos on my channel, also called Professionally Silly. Self-plug. So follow, subscribe, fam me, whatever you want to call it. Let's just get together and laugh together. So once again, guys, I'm your Audible Boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Now, also, feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. And if you don't have the Anchor app, you can call or text 805-664-1828. Once again, it's 805-664-1828. Tell me which episode you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.